Yesterday, former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh pleaded guilty on 4 federal counts, including conspiracy to commit wire fraud and tax evasion. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports that prosecutors will ask for at least a 5-year sentence.
Standing before a federal judge, Catherine Pugh spoke softly as she confirmed she understood the charges she was pleading guilty to and the potential to spend years behind bars. She hadn't appeared in public since March, when the Democrat held a press conference defending the sales of her Healthy Holly books, first brought to light by the Baltimore Sun. 8 months later, Pugh pled guilty to 4 charges stemming from those books. They are conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and 2 counts of tax evasion. U.S. Attorney Robert Herr spoke outside of the federal court in downtown Baltimore after Pugh's hearing.
The facts to which Ms. Pugh admitted in federal court just a few minutes ago were lengthy and extensive, and they demonstrate just how complex and sophisticated the fraud schemes were in which she engaged over the course of years.
Prosecutors say that for years, Pugh, as a state senator and then as mayor, cajoled companies that wanted to do business with or get grants from the state and city to buy her shoddy children's books, like the University of Maryland Medical Center and Associated Black Charities. She was assisted by longtime aide Gary Brown Jr., who pleaded guilty to wire fraud conspiracy of his own. Prosecutors say Pugh used Healthy Holly cash to advance her political career, buy a second house, and funnel straw donations to her mayoral campaign. And all the while, she evaded taxes by disguising funds from the IRS. Again, here's attorney Herr.
This was not conduct that spanned weeks or months or even 1 year. This spanned a number of years, dating back all the way to 2011.
And the evidence is stark.
She and Mr. Brown engaged in such conduct as issuing or causing the issuance of fake forms to the IRS, as well as creating phony invoices to make it look like Mr. Brown's business was actually providing services to Mayor Pugh's business. So there's a lot more.
Pugh was charged with 11 counts in an indictment unsealed on Wednesday. A plea deal submitted by the federal government allowed her to plead guilty to just 4 of them. It's likely the 7 remaining charges of wire fraud will be dismissed. The disgraced former mayor wiped away tears as yesterday's hearing wrapped up. When she and her lawyers left the courthouse, they declined to comment.
Do you have anything to say to the citizens of Baltimore, Mayor Pugh?
Anything to say, Mayor Pugh?
Mayor Pugh, any comment?
Why did you plead?
Instead, she got into a black SUV and pulled away. The Healthy Holly investigation took 3 years. Herr says prosecutors have approached Judge Chastanow with recommended time behind bars.
Approximately 5 years. But again, I want to be clear that that is not binding on the judge at all. The judge takes a whole range of other types of factors.
Prosecutors are also seeking to seize $800,000 from Pugh, plus her Ashburton home. They say she obtained the cash and house through fraudulent Healthy Holly cash. Those specific terms will be negotiated before her sentencing. The former mayor has agreed to pay what she owes the IRS for 2013 through 2017. She'll also have to work with the agency on a thorough assessment of her assets. Pugh surrendered her passport to the court and will remain free until her sentencing. That's scheduled for February 27th. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.